Okay, so how is Shine different from your original release?
Oh, it's so different in so many ways. I mean, I think any artist would say just by virtue of the time span between projects, you change so much. And I mean, that's the first thing, is simply just, I think it was about 5 years later, and Shine was really inspired. Both were inspired by life events, but Shine was inspired by a whole different set of events that, you know, that were just more profound, more intense. And I couldn't not do it. You know, the first one I also felt that way about, but it was a little bit more, just a little bit more new. I was new to the game at that point. And this one, I had a clearer vision and I knew what I wanted to get out, you know?
Okay, so, you know, listening to your album, I remember I was talking to one of my friends, like, after, like, the first initial listen, and I said to her, you know, this is a charming, like, coffee house concoction, you know, like, of pop and rock and things like that. Is that kind of, like, what you were going for? I mean, because you're talking about very serious things, you know, relationships, you know, a relationship with, you know, loved ones, with family members and things like that, but it just comes across so accessible and soft and smooth. Like, is that your style?
Partly. I think that that's a big element of my style, although I suspect, you know, as an artist, you don't really know exactly sometimes where things will lead you. But I feel that my first album was actually even softer in some ways. I collaborated with a good friend of mine, Laura Ball, and she has a beautiful voice, and we harmonized together. It was really, really a very pretty, sweet is one of the words I would use to describe it, compilation. And this one is as well, but it's veering away a little bit from that. And I suspect the next one will be even more, I think it'll explore the edgier side of me. I just suspect that that will happen as I'm starting to write new material. But yes, in a sense, I just sort of write the songs and see where they go. And my producer, Bernie Larson, who is amazing, he adds also this element of smoothness and refinement that I think is evident in the album. It was really a very intense collaboration between the two of us, and his style comes out in a major way on this album too.
What is it like to work with Bernie, considering, I mean, he's worked with some really top flight acts over the years. So how did you feel being associated with him, not for just this album, but for your first album as well?
Incredibly lucky. He's a genius. I just think his scope of his musical talent awes me on a regular basis. Like, he's a multi-instrumentalist. He's a producer. I tease him and use the word virtuoso all the time, but I really mean it. He's a virtuoso guitar player. He's just such an insightful and solid musician. But the thing that's great about him, besides all of those talents, because as you know, you can have somebody who's incredibly good at what they do, but they are in their own world and they can't sort of help others pull out their stuff. He's really supportive, really collaborative. He's a great person as an artist to work with, because he helps you find your voice and he's really respectful of what you bring to the table, even though what he's brought to the table is so incredibly profound, you know? So I feel incredibly lucky to have worked with him.
Okay. Over the years, I mean, you've traveled all over the country, you know, going to, you know, BU, and now you're in, I'm pretty sure you're in California now, but you were raised on Long Island. I mean, how do you think that's affected you as a musician and the way you write music?
You know, I think traveling for me is it's a huge part of who I am. And I don't mean just traveling around and checking a place out, but actually living in a lot of different spots has shaped me as a person. I think it's invaluable to experience the way different people live, and you know, even just in the U.S. it's such a huge place, living in Boston and living in L.A. and living in New York, and it's completely different, you know, like, but it informs you as an artist. It can't not, in some ways. That's a double negative, I know, but you know, like, it really helps to sort of just it shapes you. It gave me insight into knowing what I like, knowing what I don't like, seeing things from a different perspective. I really enjoyed and have enjoyed living in different places. And I feel like that's definitely, it shows up in the album just I think just in the way that I view the world. You know what I mean?
What's been your favorite place to live as far as, how do I say, ushering in the most creativity out of you?
That's an interesting question. You know, at different points in my life, it's been different places. At one point I was in California and decided, you know, I had to like abandon everything and pack up. I had a little Honda at the time and I packed everything I had into this teeny tiny car and drove across the country, stopped in Arizona where my mother was living at the time, and then headed back to Long Island where my sister was living and crashed with her for a year and did nothing but write. So at that point in time, and that was a point in time where I picked up the guitar and really just focused on music as much as I could. And even though I wouldn't say, hey, Long Island is the place that most inspires me, that point in time was what that place was instrumental in helping me just embrace my musical inclinations and really giving me the space and time to do it. So different times have been different places. One of my favorite cities by far is San Francisco. But I have to say, I think I've written more in LA than any other place. So, you know, it's that kind of thing. It's like, though I love the different places in different ways, it's really just what's going on in my life at that time. And then it's almost a little bit more of an internal process, I would say. Less to do with the place and more to do with what's happening and where I happen to find myself.
Okay, how difficult is it to run, you know, a talent agency and tell people, you know, like, you know, you're doing this right, you're doing this wrong, and then, like, to produce your own work at the same time? Do you kind of self-critique a little bit more than the average musician? What do you think about that?
That's a good question. I think so. I think I probably do. And that can be a detriment and a positive. I'm really open to listening to what people have to say. At the same time, you want to have the confidence to forge forward regardless, because what you have is what you have, you know, and you, it's your gift. And in watching other artists and their careers progress, I see how self-confidence and also lack of self-confidence can sometimes self-sabotage. So I'm aware of that, I think. And I feel that, you know, everybody has something special to bring and everybody has a particular voice. And if they support themselves, I feel like that really gives them an edge. So I think that's helped me in that sense. But then again, I also see how many people are trying to be creative in the world and do their thing. And, you know, sometimes it can be daunting, but again, I feel like you sort of just have to go, this is my thing, and if I love to do it, I'm going to believe in myself.
Okay, in my industry, and, you know, in journalism, people often ask me, you know, what makes your site different? You know, there's a lot of entertainment websites out there. There are a lot of critics out there. What makes you different? So I'll turn the tables on you and say, there's a lot of musicians out there. What makes you different from them? What makes you stand out?
I think that's always tough for a musician to probably say, although I think everybody's life experience is so different. And for me, I feel like my music is extremely personal, and not that there aren't other people out there whose music is very personal, but I feel that sometimes I was just having this chat with somebody else the other day. They were saying, oh, you know, a lot of your songs are about themes that aren't like your standard pop themes. In other words, like, you know, being in love with somebody or wanting them, or, you know, like the pursuit of love is a really common theme. And though my songs address that circuitously, I feel like they are more about other things, you know, like it's not so much that's the focus. The experiences that I've had as an adult in my life are reflective in my songs, and it's just they're a little bit more about wrestling with harder issues in some ways. Mm-hmm. So in that sense, I think that's something that may be a little bit different from other artists that are mainstream. But although the artists that I love and respect are dealing with the same issues, so, and that's why I love their music. So and then I just think that everybody has, as you're creating music and lyrics, and everybody does it differently. Everyone has something that, you know, they go to one chord over another, or they put words together in a different way. I just feel like for whatever reason, my stuff does a certain thing, and you start to see patterns also as you work. And now that I've done two albums, I see what my rhythm is and how it's different from other people's. And, you know, I hope people enjoy it.
Okay, what do you want people to get out of this album? Like, if someone comes up to you that's listened to it and they say exactly what you'd like them to say, what do you think it would be and why?
I would say definitely, look, I listened to some of your songs and X song really touched me because I had a similar experience and I understood what you were saying and where you were coming from emotionally. That would be the, you know, that's the apex for me. Somebody the other day said, I love this particular lyric in Shine. And I was so, I mean, I'll never forget that compliment. It was like awesome to hear somebody say, this line really touched me. I thought it was really insightful and the way you put it together was just profound. That is the highest compliment for sure.
Okay, considering the fact that, like I said before, you know, you run your own talent agency and things like that, and I'm sure you tell people what you think they have to do in order to improve. What do you think you have to do in order to better your style, to further your style?
Yeah, I think really, and I think this is probably true for a lot of artists, is really embracing all of what I can bring to the table, like really embracing my particular voice. Because I think when you start out as an artist, there are a lot of people that you adore and emulate and want to be like, and you have to ferret through that stuff and take what impresses you. But you also have to really allow your own thing to come through. And I think the process of being an artist is about embracing who you are as completely and fully as possible. And sometimes that's a challenge. I think that's my challenge, besides the fact that just becoming a growing as a musician in terms of piano and guitar and writing, you know, that'll never stop. I think, I mean, besides people like Bernie, who I don't know if he could get better at what he does, you know, you always continue to learn your instruments and practice in terms of writing and then really embrace your voice and not being afraid to say, look, this is my voice and I... You know, I really, what I do is hopefully going to touch some other people.
Okay, I'm going to give you a hypothetical here. Let's just say this album wasn't released yet, and you were looking for a buyer. You were looking for a record label to sign it, and you had a record exec in an elevator, and you were able to just pitch the album to them in a couple of seconds. What do you think you would say to them?
Wow, that's a really good question. I would say it's a soulful, insightful, raw and candid study in some ways of the of what we go through as human beings. And but it doesn't hit you over the head, you know. It's gentle music in a sense, and it's gentle and but profound at the same time. And I think sometimes that's a hard combination to find. You know, some people like music that is pretty and softer, but these themes are bigger. And so the marriage of those two things, I think, is maybe what sets it apart. And that's the way that I would pitch it to somebody, I think.